Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. We have a wonderful guest for you today. It's the title of the book of Dr. Nan, or Nan Wise, is Why Good Sex Matters. And it's almost a story when you hear that, you say, oh, I know why good sex matters. But in fact, one of the interesting things she goes into in the book is the difference between pleasure and happiness and how they fit together. And she studied, obviously, what happens with sex. Now, you've got to say, how do you study what happens in the brain with sex? We'll find out from Nan Wise, Dr. Nan, in just a second. But I want to thank Persona Nutrition for being the sponsor of the show. Obviously, if you downloaded this show, you want to know more about health and nutrition. This, by the way, is number 978B. The B's are always the guest segment. The A's are the news of the week and what it means to you. But Persona Nutrition is the sponsor of both. And if you download it, you're interested in health. And that's what vitamins and supplements can help, since they're part of your nutrition. And vitamins and supplements, we know, can be confusing. That's why I work with Persona Nutrition. I'm chair of their scientific advisory board, which is a group of about 8 of us who really are intensely interested in this field. If Persona Nutrition, when you go there, you get all of our wisdom in a free assessment. Nothing to lose by taking that free assessment. And if you decide to order, you get vitamin packs delivered to you. That is a morning pack and an evening pack. And you get 50% off on your first order at mypersona.com/Roizen. And maybe vitamins can help with good sex. I don't know. We're going to find out from Dr. Nan Wise. Dr. Wise, how did you happen to get into this field? And forgive me, so let me make sure our audience and you know, the audience usually does because we have a consistent audience, but I always read the books beforehand, so forgive me for asking you questions that are in the book, but I want to set it up for our audience. So how did you get interested in this field?
That's a great question, Dr. Mike. I think I was always interested in helping people and also understanding how basically the brain creates the mind and behavior. And boy, oh boy, did I have my own challenges. I come from a whole line of people who have, as a rite of passage, their first anxiety attack. And that happened to me when I was just finishing up college. So my journey has both been a professional as well as a personal one, sort of understanding how to deal with my own, shall we say, active nervous system and how to be able to regulate it and to basically deal with. When you have a lot of anxiety, you don't have a whole lot of pleasure. So the inability to experience pleasure, which I talk about in the book Anhedonia, is actually a big plague right now. There's a lot of people suffering, as you probably well know, from stress-related illnesses, from anxiety, from depression, and all of this. And basically, I was a psychotherapist for a long time, then I became a sex therapist. And with and through my sex therapy training, I got interested in going back to school at the age of 50 to study neuroscience. And I did, and I was filling in some of the big gaps in the literature about how the brain registers sensation and pleasure, and then as the pleasure builds up, the sensation builds up, how we have orgasms. So one of the things I really wanted to talk about with you, since you talk about being like a owner's manual, I look at my book as an owner's manual for people in their emotional systems. So the subtitle of the book is Understanding the Neuroscience of Pleasure for a Smarter, Happier, and More Purpose-Filled Life. And what I
let's get to some of the specifics. First of all, let's define first, how do you do studies to look at the brain in this way? And then let's go and define, and I'll ask you when we get through with that, some specific questions on some definitions. So first of all, how do you do studies in this field?
Well, the short answer is carefully, and the longer answer is that it really took a lot of innovation in order to be able to study the brain correlates of pleasure, because
let's actually define the specifics, not just say innovation, but what innovation did you do? Because remarkable innovation.
Well, when you put people in the scanner, and remember, scanners are these very contained, tight spaces, to look at the activity of their brains as they're doing a task. In this case, the task was either masturbating themselves or being masturbated to orgasm. One of the big challenges is to, first of all,
So this is a magnetic resonance image scanner, so it can do blood flow as well as look at the brain in general. And it was both men and women you put in the scanner, not just men alone and not just women alone. Is that correct?
Well, actually, my studies were of women, but we also just published a paper, which we've done work on, the male counterparts of the same tasks of genital stimulation and orgasm. So for my studies, we had women in the scanner masturbating themselves by clitoral stimulation to orgasm in one condition, and another condition of the same study was their partner would reach in and stimulate the clitoris for the person, for the woman to have an orgasm. So you can imagine it was a pretty tricky thing for people to pull off. And the scanner is the least sexy place in the world.
And one of the things you found is what happens with stimulation. Is there a difference, by the way, by self-stimulation and, if you will, someone else stimulating you to blood flow patterns? And what really does happen? So let's get into both pleasure and happiness. So what happens, and what's the difference between pleasure and happiness?
Well, I think overall pleasure is more of a in-the-moment sensational experience, and our capacity to experience in-the-moment pleasures, especially if they're healthy pleasures. And I'm a big proponent of healthy hedonism, which means pleasures that feel good and are good for us. So I think the connection between pleasure and happiness in that way is the more healthy pleasures we have, the more that we do things that feel good and are good for us, the more ultimately we will be trending towards the state of happiness. So they're interconnected. People have always said that pleasure was less important than happiness, and I think that's an absolute fallacy. Because the way our emotional systems are wired in the brain, pleasure is important feedback to the brain, as is pain, to direct us towards things that are pleasurable and away from things that are painful. And unfortunately, some of this has gotten hijacked by some of the unhealthy pleasures that we're indulging in, which is kind of seeking, but not satisfying, which I get into in the book.
Now, I want to tell people this is a sensational book. The book is better than this interview. I'm not doing a great job at this interview, but Why Good Sex Matters by Dr. Nan Wise, N-A-N-W-I-S-E. The book is by HMH Publishing Company, Why Good Sex Matters. It's a wonderful book. Very well written and incredibly important. Why do I say it's incredibly important? And I'm going to come back to this, Dr. Wise, if you'll let me go for a minute or so, just telling people why I think it's important. When I see patients in executive health, both the men and the women, or in the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic, and I see them both places, one of the things I'm surprised with is these are top performers often in executive health, especially. And so many of the men and women stopped engaging in sex in their 50s. To me, it's amazing because it is, at least I think it is, such a way of giving you pleasure and happiness. But so many of the men and women said, well, it just kind of faded out. I went from once every other day to every other week to every other month to now we just forgot it. She's not interested or I'm not interested. And to me, that's these people, I think, are missing a thing that can give them happiness and give them more pleasure in their life. And it's partially that these high performers are seeking pleasure in other ways. And so this is really, as you point out, Dr. Wise, almost an epidemic of a lack of sex in America.
And other countries, too. This is a worldwide phenomenon. Because we're not in our bodies anymore. We're so top-heavy in our thoughts and on our devices. What happens is that we miss out on the sensations that go on in the body. And I'm tying this into medicine in the sense that what we don't really talk about in either psychology or medicine is the core visceral wired in emotional systems that we share with nearly all animals. And it's through being attuned to the sensations in our bodies that we then are actually better consumers of healthy hedonism, things that feel good and are good for us. And we're more balanced. So we're, you know, your top performers are probably getting pleasure in other aspects of their lives. And they may not be very much in tune with their sensations in their bodies. A lot of people, when they come into my office, when I talk to them, it's like I'm dealing with a head on a stick. They're in their heads. They're doing. They have to do this. They have to get that done. They're in their minds, but they even forget that they have a body. And our bodies are very important. And when we are As a user's manual, my book really addresses something that's been ignored in psychology. These circuits have been mapped out in the body by Dr. Yak Pengsep, and they are stimulated when you stimulate them electrically or chemically. And these emotions are important in helping us go into the world to meet our needs, both for survival and thrival. So at the top of the brains, we're very different than animals, but at the bottom of the brain, we're very similar, and we're ignoring this very important embodied visceral emotions that, if we're attuned to, keep us in much better balance.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona Assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Now, let's go back to your studies and what you found on blood flow. I should tell everyone we are sponsored by Persona Nutrition. They're involved with better health and the how nutrition can give it to you. Obviously, understanding vitamins and supplements can be confusing. PersonaNutrition.com, mypersona.com/Roizen, makes it easy for you because you can take a free assessment there and find out if you've got everything from your diet or if you need something extra that we say for optimal health. And by the way, if you order today after you take that free assessment, you got nothing to lose taking that free assessment. But if you order today, your first order, 50% off if you go to mypersona.com/Roizen, mypersona.com/R-O-I-Z-E-N. We are talking with the author of a wonderful book. This is segment 978B. So we've been doing this for more than 18 years. So thank you for continuing to follow us. But this is a sensational book. I get to read the books before I interview the authors. This is a great book. I think I'm not doing as good a job at the interview as I'd like because this book, Why Good Sex Matters by Dr. Nan Wise, is really a sensational book. So, Nan, what happens to blood flow when the woman is either self-stimulates or is stimulated by her partner? Does blood flow increase in all areas? Does it decrease? Are there differences between blood flow from one form of stimulation to the other?
I think the bottom line is blood flow increases across all different kinds of stimulation. And as the sensations, as the stimulation builds up towards orgasm, it's providing a wonderful flow of blood to nearly all of the regions of the brain. We found that 80 different regions of the brain ramped up with a lot of blood flow as the women, and also in our more recent study of men, as they enjoyed the sensations leading up to and culminating in orgasm. In fact, such great amounts of blood flow for the brain is really one of the reasons why sex is great for us, not just for the body, but for the brain.
And can you tell on the people who are happy, that is, when you look at people who are happy versus not happy, is there a difference in blood flow to different regions of the brain in those, if you will, in general, who are happy versus those who in general don't have happiness?
Well, that's a great question. I think that would be a little bit difficult to sort out with the methods, but I will say that the people who volunteered for our studies all reported kind of finding their way to being increasingly happy in their bodies, happy with their bodies. Their journeys towards being comfortable enough to donate an orgasm to science really was a culmination of a journey of self-discovery and self-acceptance. For the women, a lot of them said the same thing when I queried them, that they learned to love their bodies. They learned to feel comfortable with their bodies. They learned to feel good in their bodies. And when people are comfortable in their own skin, they're much happier. And I think self-acceptance and being able to enjoy our bodies, being attuned to our sensations in our bodies, is one of the formulas that people who tend to be happier have more access to that ability.
We're talking, and we've been talking, this is 978B of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you downloaded us from. We've been talking to what I consider a great book's author. That is the book, Why Good Sex Matters, is a wonderful book. And as you get into it, there are many things you can do that are taught here on how to restore your brain so that you can have more pleasure and more happiness. Nan, thank you very much, Dr. Nan Wise. It's a Houghton Mifflin Harcourt publication, and it is Why Good Sex Matters. It's available on Amazon or probably any place books are sold. It's an important book for all of us as we mature, if you will. And even if you're not maturing, even if you're just getting old and a younger kid, it's a great book, Why Good Sex Matters. And again, I want to thank Persona Nutrition for bringing you and me the show. MyPersona.com is our sponsor. And if you go to MyPersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you can get 50% off on your first order. You get to take a free nutrition assessment so you find out what it is. And then you can specify, you can talk to a nutritionist for free and specify what you want of that order, what you don't want. And they come in packs that you can take in the morning and evening, just like I do. So MyPersona.com/Roizen. Thanks to Bill Klaproth for engineering today. He was brought in because they've been so busy at Radio MD. So, Bill, thank you for great engineering, but especially you, the listener, thank you for downloading us. You're the one that makes it worthwhile. If we cover a subject you don't want us to cover, tell us. I don't want to hear any more of that. Or if we're not covering a subject you want us to hear, you can tell us too. You can always email us at, if you will, wenway.com. Wenway.com. That is questions@wenway.com. That relates to the book, What to Eat When. And the What to Eat When cookbook comes out, I think it's April 14th. It's also available on Amazon. And I wouldn't mind if you ordered Why Good Sex Matters and the What to Eat When cookbook at the same time. They'll both give you pleasure. And that's a road towards happiness, according to Nan Wiser, which I believe strongly. This is really a sensational book. I apologize, Nan, for not doing as good an interview as I should have done to give this the real, if you will, feeling of how great this book is and how important it is. Thanks very much. I don't say that very often. So,
Thank you so much. I'm very, very flattered.
As the producer, Donna Gould, will tell you, I rarely say that. So this is a sensational book. And you're listening to 978B. Tune in the A segment. It's the news of the week and what it means to you. And our Celebrate It stories are well beyond wellness stories, the wellness foreplay stories, and, of course, our Odd Omega stories. And my favorite, of course, are the stories, Longevity is the Next Disruptor. You can get them all on the A segment, and this B segment is always the guest of the week. We have another great, by the way, tune in last week's guest. It's about inflexible males and not in what you can do to make yourself more flexible. I'm the perfect demographic for that. Thanks again, and we'll
Thanks
be back next
me.
Week. Thank you.